ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 39। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज नारदर्स इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम। इमं स्व निगमं ब्रह्मन् अवेत्या मद अनुष्ठितं अदान मे ज्ञानं ऐश्वर्यं स्वस्मिन् भावं च केशवः। इमं स्वनिगमं ब्रह्मन् अवेत्या मदनुष्ठितं आदान मे ज्ञानम ऐश्वर्यम स्वस्मिन् भावं च केशवः। इमं स्वनिगमं ब्रह्मन् अवेत्या मदनुष्ठितम् उदान मे ज्ञानम ऐश्वर्यम स्वस्मिन् भावं च केशव। इमं स्वनिगमं ब्रह्मन् आवेत्या मदनुष्ठितम् अदान मे ज्ञानम ऐश्वर्यम स्वस्मिन् भावं च केशवम्। इमं दास स्वनिगमं कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज ऑफ द वेदर्स इन रेस्पेक्ट टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। ब्रह्मन् ओ ब्राह्मण व्यासदेव अवेत्या नोइंग इट वेल मत बाय मी अनुष्ठितम एग्जीक्यूटेड अदात बिस्टोड अपॉन मी मे ज्ञानम ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज ऐश्वर्यम opulence, swasmin, personal, bhavam, intimate affection and love, cha and keshavaha, Lord Krishna. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Brahmana, thus by the Supreme Lord Krishna, I was endowed first with the transcendental knowledge of the Lord as inculcated in the confidential parts of the Vedas, then with the spiritual opulences, and then with the intimate loving service. Please repeat after me. O Brahmana, thus by the Supreme Lord Krishna, I was endowed first with the transcendental knowledge of the Lord as inculcated in the confidential parts of the Vedas, then with the spiritual opulences, then with His intimate loving service. हम तुमरा एखाने इंग्रेजी के के बोझो ना हाथ तोलो। তো বোঝার চেষ্টা করো, চেষ্টা করছো না কেন? একটু এতদিন ধরে এখানে আছো, একটু চেষ্টা করলে তো শেখা যায়। চেষ্টা না করলে কিছু শিখতে পারবে? Purport by Srila Prabhupada, communion with the Lord by transmission of the transcendental sound is non-different from the whole spirit of Sri Krishna. It is a completely perfect method for approaching the Lord. By such pure contact with the Lord, without offense of material conceptions, numbering 10, the devotee can rise above the material plane to understand the inner meaning of the Vedic literatures, including the Lord's existence in the transcendental realm. The Lord reveals His identity gradually to one who has unflinching faith both in His spiritual master and in the Lord. After this, the devotee is endowed with mystic opulences, which are 8 in number. And above all, the devotee is accepted in the confidential entourage of the Lord and is entrusted with specific service of the Lord through the agency of the spiritual master. A pure devotee is more interested in serving the Lord than in showing an exhibition of the mystic powers dormant in him. Sri Narada has explained all these from his personal experience, and one can obtain all the facilities which Sri Narada obtained by perfecting the chanting process of the sound representation of the Lord. There is no bar for chanting this transcendental sound by anyone, provided it is received through Narada's representative coming down by the chain of disciplic succession or the parampara system. Imaṁ sāni gamaṁ brahman avetya mad anuṣṭhitam adān me jñānam aiśarjam swasmin bhāvaṁ ca keśava. O Brahmana, thus by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, I was endowed first with the transcendental knowledge of the Lord as inculcated in the confidential parts of the Vedas, then with the spiritual opulences, and then with His intimate loving service. So Narad Muni is instructing Srila Vasudeva. It is the duty of the spiritual master to instruct his disciples what needs to be done for his spiritual progress, or how he should render devotional service. Srila Vasudeva actually is the literary incarnation of Sri Krishna. Vasudeva is an incarnation, he is an avatar. He is a Shaktavesh avatar. And Vasudeva came to present the scriptures in such a way that the living entities of this age can appreciate it. Like at different stage, we have to receive knowledge in different ways. Like a very learned person receives knowledge in a certain way. But a less advanced person receives knowledge in another way. For example, say, how many of you studied chemistry? Okay. So in chemistry, what do you do? Do you write water? How do you write water? How do you write sugar? How do you write methane? CH4. So now, a person who knows chemistry, when he sees these symbols, he understands it, right? He doesn't have to write it in detail. Like, he doesn't have to write water, he doesn't have to write sugar, he doesn't have to write oxyacetylene. These are, but what he does, he writes in symbols, H2O, C6, H12O6, like that. But a common man, if an ordinary man sees that, what he will think? Will he be able to understand anything? No. Therefore, in different levels, people's understanding or receiving knowledge or understanding takes place in a different way. But Haribol, don't chant during the class. Yeah. Either do one thing, either chant or listen to the class. You can't do two things at one time. So, similarly, the Vedic knowledge, at different levels, people understand it in different ways. A very advanced personality, what he could do? He could just read the Vedanta Sutra and he would perfectly understand what. These are the sutras. Sutras are like symbols. Like, as I said, like H2O. H2O is a symbol for water. Or in algebra, you have formula, right? A plus B whole square is equal to A square plus twice AB plus B square. So these are formulas. But the person who doesn't know the subject, he won't be able to understand that. So Vasudev gave it in a very extensive way. He gave it like the Vedanta Sutra. And the Vedanta Sutra, just by reading the Vedanta, reading Vedanta Sutra, one would understand everything, the teachings of the Vedas. And what is the ultimate teachings of the Vedas? Ultimate teachings of the Vedas is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So what is Vedanta Sutra saying? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. But if people do not know, then they will not be able to understand the subject. It is meant for only very advanced persons. And that's why Narad Muni told him, although Vasudev gave the perfect essence of the Vedas, in one hand in Vedanta Sutra, which is meant for very advanced, spiritually advanced personalities, and he also gave the Mahabharata, which is for the layman, Stri Vaishya Tatha Sudra. For the Stri Shudra Dijabandhu Nam. Mahabharata has been given for women, Sudras and Dijabandhus, who are born in a Brahminical families, but they are not Brahminical in their character. Quality-wise, they are not Brahmanas. They're born in a Brahmana family. They are known as Dvijabandhus. So what is meant is that Mahabharata is for the less intelligent people. And for the less intelligent people, the real understanding cannot be revealed. Like for example, a boy studying in the primary school. When he is in the primary class, primary school, he studies geography. What is the primary school geography? It's very simple. But in an advanced geography, astronomy, it's another kind of subject. So similarly, although in the primary class it is geography, but it doesn't give the complete understanding of geography. Give some very little understanding. There are so many planets, so many continents, Asia, Europe, America, Africa and Australia, and in this countries, this kind of people live, or when they go into the, like the sun is there and different planets are moving around the sun. Some basic descriptions, basic understanding of geography. But when one goes into advanced geography, astronomy, what does he see? It's a completely different subject. For example, in higher geography or astronomy, what it is said, like in lower geography, in school, in the high school geography, it says sun is standing in one place and the planets are moving around the sun. But what does higher astrology say? Higher astronomy say? Do you know what it says? The sun also is moving at a tremendous speed. Sun is moving, planets are moving. Now if you give it to a layman, a little child, with less advanced understanding, he will not understand how the sun is moving, planets moving. He'll be confused. So in order to not confuse him, this kind of understanding has been given. The sun is standing at one place. But actually in the universe, nothing is standing at one place. Everything is moving. Just like in the early days, the less intelligent people used to think that Earth is standing at one place. And everything else is moving around the Earth. So that is how they perceived and that's what they believed. So there are different levels of understanding and there are different degrees of understanding. So some understanding is for less intelligent people, some understanding is for the most advanced spiritual personalities. Vedanta Sutra is meant for most advanced people. But the general understanding, people will not understand either by reading Mahabharata or by reading Vedanta Sutra. That's what Narad Muni pointed out to Vyasadeva. Either reading Mahabharata, people will not get an understanding of the essence of the Vedas. Nor will they understand the essence of the Vedas by reading Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, you should make a presentation in a perfect way that everybody understands. So in this way, he inspired Vyasadeva to write Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way he inspired him to write Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam gives a perfect and complete understanding. Like we can see, Bhagavatam actually gives the essence of the Vedas. At the very beginning, what is Bhagavatam saying? Nigama kalpa tarur galitam phalam. Nigama means the very confidential aspects of the Vedas. Here also that expression has been used. Sva nigamam. Do you see that? Sva nigamam. And there also it says, Nigama kalpatarur galitang phalam. And what is the meaning of the word nigama? Nigama means confidential knowledge of the Vedas in respect to the Supreme Personality of God. So that Nigama is that confidential knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is like a desire tree. Nigama kalpatarur. And galitam phalam, ripened fruit. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And that ripened fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas has been Shuka Mukhad Amrita Drava Sangyutam, has been blended with, has been mixed with the nectar from the lotus lips of Srila Sukadev Goswami. Shuka Mukhad Amrita Drava Sangyutam. So what is that? That is Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. And who drinks this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Rasamalayam, the reservoir of all rasas, muhuraha rasika bhubi bhavuka. Those who are rasikas. Rasikas means those who know how to appreciate the rasas, how to appreciate the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Narad Muni explained about his own spiritual advancement. With his own experience, he explained. And how did it happen? What did he say? The three different stages of advancement he mentioned about. Do you notice on the verse? The first stage is Jnanam. Then second stage is Aisharyam. And third stage is Swasmin Bhavam. Jnanam, first comes the transcendental knowledge. Then comes Aisharyam. Aisharyam means transcendental opulence. And Swasmin Bhavam. Swasmin Bhavam, Bhavam means the mood. And Swasmin is his own. Supreme Personality of Godhead's own mood. And what does it mean? It means to become very intimately related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one is intimately related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what happens? He becomes endowed with the mood of the Lord. Right? And someone is intimately related to Krishna as a friend. What happens then? Krishna's mood is reciprocated through this relationship. Someone is related to Krishna as a father. Then Krishna's mood as a child is reflected onto him. So in this way, Swasmin Bhavam is experienced by a devotee. Confidential parts of the Vedas, then with the spiritual opulence, and then with his intimate loving service. It is through the intimate loving service that one develops one's relationship with Krishna, and thus he becomes endowed with the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Narad Muni explained how about his own life. He was a son of a maid servant, how he received the mercy of the Mahabhagavats, the Bhakti Vedantas. And after receiving their mercy, Narad Muni became spiritually enlivened. And then he performed great austerities. And thus he could see the Lord face to face. And then Krishna assured him that in his next life he will appear as his intimate associate. And that is Narad Muni. So, in this way, Narad Muni instructed Vasudev and inspired him to write Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way we can see that what is the ultimate goal of the Vedas? Ultimate goal of the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. The ultimate essence of the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. Through Vasudev we can see what he did. He divided the Vedas into four parts. Rig, Sham, Yaju, Atharva. Then he wrote then the Puranas, the Upanishads, Samhitas, Dharma Shastras. Then he wrote Mahabharata. And then he gave the Vedanta Sutra. So in this way, Vyasadeva thought that he completed the job. He gave everything. He divided the Vedas and simplified it for everybody. But still he was not feeling satisfied in his heart. He was feeling a deep dissatisfaction. Like when you can't do your work properly, when your thing is not accomplished properly, you feel dissatisfied. Like you are trying to do something and it's not completed, then how do you feel? Right? You are cooking and you haven't put the chons. Or you didn't do the final touch. You boiled the rice, you boiled the sabji, and didn't put the spices in it. How will you feel? Would you like to offer it to somebody? Pundarik, would you like to offer it to Krishna? When you're cooking the Rajbhog? No. So similarly, Vyasadeva was feeling dissatisfied, as if the work hasn't been completed. Or you made a very nice car, but you didn't put the wheels in it. Will you feel satisfied with the making of the car? So in this way, when Vyasadeva was feeling dissatisfaction that the work hasn't been completed properly, then Narad Muni came and told him how to complete it. And Narad Muni inspired him to write Srimad Bhagavatam, the unalloyed glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unalloyed, uncontaminated, unmixed, unadulterated description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. And it is also Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. Srimad Bhagavat is the artha, the explanation of Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. So in this way, we can see that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the Vedas. Now if somebody wants to understand the Vedas, what should he do? He should study Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we study Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens? We understand how to develop our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday Chandragopi was asking me to describe about Chandan Yatra. So I thought I'll just briefly speak about Chandan Yatra now also. Chandan Yatra is a festival that takes place in Jagannath Puri from the Vaishakhi Shukla Tritiya Trayadasi. In the month of Vaishakh, which is this month, April, May. And Shukla, there are two pakshas, Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha. When the moon is waxing, when the moon is becoming bigger, then that is called Shukla Paksha. And when the moon becomes small, that is called Krishna Paksha. That is from new moon, from Amavasya to Purnima, is called Shukla Paksha. And from Purnima to Amavasya is Krishna Paksha. So in the Shukla Paksha, in the month of Vaishakh, on the third day, Tritiya, Chandan Yatra begins and it goes on for 21 days. In that, the Lord plays his pastimes in Narendra Sarovar. Like when it becomes very hot, what do? We go to the Sarovar or a lake or a river and take bath to cool us down. So that is the pastimes of the Lord in Narendra Sarovar. It's a big lake in Jagannath Puri. And also at that time, Jagannath's Vijay Vigraha is smeared with chandan, sandalwood paste. So you're seeing now Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan's body is looking a little different. Why? Because there is sandalwood paste smeared on his body. And why the sandalwood paste is smeared on his body? Because the Lord feels very hot. How is the weather now here? It's very hot. Therefore, to cool the body of the Lord, sandalwood paste with camphor, mixed with camphor, is applied on the body of the Lord. And that cools him down. There is a very beautiful incident with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri rescued Lord Gopal, which is now known as Srinathji in Nath Dwara, because he is staying in Nath Dwara. He has become Srinath, but actually he is Gopal. So Madhavendra Puri actually retrieved Gopal, and then he established him on top of Govardhan. But when the Muslims came, and one of their activities was to break the deities. So the deities were taken to different places in Rajasthan, because the kings of Rajasthan were very powerful. So the Vaishnavas, the pujaris of the Lord, considered that it would be better to put them under the custody in Rajasthan, where they would be protected by the kings, by the warriors, the Kshatriyas of Rajasthan, from the Muslim attack. And that is the time when Gopal was taken to Nath Dwara. So, when Madhavendra Puri retrieved Gopalji in Vrindavan, and he established him in Govardhan, and the worship started of Gopal. So one day, Vrindavan also gets very hot. Actually, Vrindavan is even more hot than Ujjain. It gets really hot. So Gopal, in a dream, told Madhavendra Puri that, look, I'm feeling very hot. Can you get some sandalwood and camphor and apply it on my body? So Madhavendra Puri considered, those days Vrindavan was just a forest. There was nothing there, and where to get the sandalwood. So Madhavendra Puri decided to go all the way to Jagannath Puri and collect it from the king of Orissa. So on the way, he stopped in the temple of Gopinath. And he had some very wonderful exchange with Gopinath there. And then Madhavendra Puri continued to walk towards Jagannath Puri, Cuttack, that was the king's capital. And he told the king that his deity of Gopal wanted to have sandalwood paste mixed with camphor smeared on his body because he was finding it very, very hot. So the king was a very pious person. So he gave him a lot of sandalwood and a lot of camphor. And he gave two persons to carry that wood with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri himself couldn't carry such a big load. So the king gave some man who would carry this load. a huge load of sandalwood and camphor. So, when Madhavendra Puri came to Gopinath, that night Gopal told him, Madhavendra, there is no need to carry this sandalwood all the way to Vrindavan. You do one thing, you apply this sandalwood paste in the body of Gopinath. Because me and Gopinath are not different. So if we apply to Gopinath, then my body will become cooled. And Madhavendra Puri, receiving that instruction from Gopal, Krishna, he did that. He stayed on and he used to, every day, he used to make a lot of sandalwood paste and apply it in the body of Gopinath. And in this way, the Lord became satisfied. So, but original Chandan Yatra festival is the festival that begins on the 3rd of Vaishak, Shukla Paksha of Vaishak, and at that time the Lord's body is smeared with sandalwood paste. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Prabhupada. How many? How many temples? How many numbers of sutras are there in the Vedanta Sutra? I don't exactly remember. I have to check it. Camphor? Because camphor has a very cooling effect. Camphor, did you see camphor evaporates very quickly? And that evaporation causes the heat to be drawn. And that's how camphor has a cooling effect. No, it was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting the mantra loudly was not done. Because mantras are kept a secret. Also, sometimes some devotees did that, like Prahlad Maharaj. But generally people would not chant with. That's why the brahmanas of Navadvip complained to Kazi that he is introducing something new. This is not in the scriptures. He is doing something, introducing something new in the name of Hinduism. But they didn't understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God and he can introduce anything for the benefit of mankind. Okay, Hare Krishna. Narad Muni? No, that was on his own. He himself decided. He himself decided to simplify the Veda. Yes. Akshaya Tritiya. Yeah, Vaishakhi Tritiya is actually the day when the Akshaya Tritiya is, and that from that day the Chandan Yatra starts. I don't know. Main point is that it's so hot at that time that the Lord's body is smeared with sandalwood pulp to cool it. Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.